2016 kaleidoscoped into a rough year for many, and maybe it was 2016 that led to the inspiration for an upcoming reading and lecture series called Connecting Lines, Building Empathy Through Literature. The series includes 5 lectures at the Georgia Center for the Book at Decatur Library by Professor Pearl McCaney, who teaches Southern literature at Georgia State. She's here to tell us about what to expect and how we, too, can build empathy through literature. Pearl, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Lois. It's a pleasure to be here always.
Always to have you as well. So was it the tragedy and tumultuousness of 2016 that led you to create this series?
Well, there are really 2 parts to how this came about. One goes back 20, 30 years when I first began teaching English at high schools across the country, public, private, parochial, urban, suburban.
You moved around a lot.
I did. And I was always new, and so I had no history to carry with me. But I always wondered, well, why is it important to teach literature? Why teach literature? What's the point? You can't make your million, you can't buy your house, you can't pay your rent, can't buy your groceries, but you can live a better life. So I've always been thinking, why literature matters, mm-hmm. What difference it can make, so that I would have some sort of rock to stand on while I was teaching The Scarlet Letter, for example. And then I think really with the occasions of so much violence against blacks, maybe starting way back with Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, Sarah Bland, which we saw just look like an innocent person. I don't know how anybody can really drive a car anymore without being fearful of changing lanes. So I have some neighborhood ladies that we meet for lunch once a month, and we always have a question that we discuss over lunch, so we don't just fall into talking about our kids or the weather or whatever. And this question was, what are we going to do about this? There was already the big controversies about whether we should promote Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter. And so the question was, what one step can each of us take toward improving our world, addressing this issue? And I said, well, I could give this lecture about why literature matters. And everyone that was speaking on television and radio were talking about how we needed to have more empathy. We needed to, you know, look to the sources of how we make decisions and how we respond to other people. And I kept thinking, wow, that's just what I'm teaching, you know. So it sort of fell into line that way. And then it was really Kelly Caudill, who works for the Georgia Humanities at a Georgia Center for the Book meeting where I was promoting this series, who suggested the idea of really focusing in on empathy, not just why literature matters, but how we can develop empathy through our reading. So I thought I already had a lecture, Why Literature Matters, 13 Ways of Looking at Literature, after Wallace Stevens' poem, 13 Ways of Looking at Blackbirds. And then we sort of added the empathy aspect to it, and I thought I'd give an introductory lecture thinking about what literature can do for us and tying that to understanding what empathy is, how it's different from sympathy, how it involves action, a different kind of mental activity, actually. And then I would pick a series of books that are sometimes YA or young adult books, adolescent books, even middle grade books, some that are adult books, many that are what we call crossover books, so that you know, a young adult might read it, but then an adult is just as interested and it's just as important. So that's how I sort of put together the series.
Does the literature we read really have a profound impact on one's mindset?
I think it does. There's a research, it's probably about 20 years old now, by an educator and author, Mary Leonard, and she demonstrates that avid readers experience more empathy. They understand and feel more empathy and act upon empathy. They are less violent. They understand irony. They have a better sense of humor. And so with just those few things, it's like, yes, let's have our people, us, become readers. So I think it does have an impact. It shows us other people. One of the points that Leonard makes is that when we're reading, we keep a single point of view through a longer period of time than when we're watching a film. a movie or television. And that seems contradictory, because when we are watching a film, we're right behind somebody's eyes and mm-hmm. we see the argument happening and we're thinking with them. But then we quickly switch to the other side and then we move off. And so we're going back and forth with all of our points of view. But in reading, let's just think of Huckleberry Finn. You are experiencing the process of his decision making, and you're in his point of view as you see the world, as you understand that Jim is not chattel, is not a slave. He is a human being. He is a father figure. He is a friend. He's looking out for him. And so you see those decisions being worked out. And then a reader has at least that model to follow. So literature does all kinds of things. It shows us ourselves by using, the literature is like a mirror, and we see that which is similar to us, but we also see that which is different from us, and we begin to understand, and that's where empathy comes in. It's the understanding the feelings.
In fact, the lecture on March 29th is about Huckleberry Finn. There's been so much discussion around Huck Finn, Tom mm-hmm. Sawyer, mm-hmm. Twain's use of the N-word. Can we still learn about empathy from stories rooted in a more racist past with such language mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. with that context?
I think we can. I know Maureen Dowdy had a piece in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution about Huck Finn and people again protesting about the use of the N-word. But I think it is a book that should be read and it should be taught. It shouldn't be assigned for summer reading. Why send someone off to read that difficult thing? But when you're reading it together, you're learning the history. It would be untrue to, there have been expurgated editions of Huck Finn without the word hell, without the N-word, without all of that. But you see what it was like in the past. It should affect us. It is hurtful and harmful, but reading provides a safe place, I believe. You can always shut the book. Mm-hmm. You can always say, hey, it's fiction. You can always talk about it with someone else. There was an earlier example of, you know, like asking teachers, well, what do you like to do when you're in your book club? Do you take a quiz? Do you write an essay about the book? And they said, no, we kind of talk about what we like and we read passages and say, oh, well, let's do that in school then too. So reading provides a safe place, and I think it should be read. It's a classic. Italo Calvino was quoted in the New York Times in December, and he said, a classic is a book that has never finished saying what it has to say.
Ah.
And I think that's a key idea about classics.
And as with Twain, similarly, a few mm-hmm. hundred years earlier, The Merchant of Venice.
Absolutely.
Still posing mm-hmm. these very, very cogent arguments yeah. from each side.
So that lecture on March 29th I kind of tried to think of themes that would focus these selections. So Choices and Their Consequences, Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, and The Giver by Lois Lowry, two very different books. But I really want to talk then and share with the audience the ideas about how choices are made and how experiences that follow those choices, the consequences, sometimes positive, sometimes negative, and then what do you do next? I mean, not everything has a positive effect.
If you're just joining us, this is City Lights on WABE Atlanta. I'm Lois Reitzes here with you and Professor Pearl McHaney of Georgia State University. She's also created this series, Why Literature Matters, Empathy Through Literature, taking place at the Georgia Center for the Book, Decatur Public Library. The first is this coming week.
Wednesday.
Yeah. With what you're saying, it's so compelling. And for many of us, we have the references. The challenge, I think, must be how to engage people who need to learn more, mm-hmm. even more empathy. Mm-hmm. And how does one reach more people who really could benefit from such a series, from mm-hmm. just becoming mm-hmm. better mm-hmm. acquainted with literature? Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Well, one of the answers is certainly you inviting me here to talk about this, that people might come. I've always loved going to lectures because you have someone who has spent weeks, sometimes a lifetime, if I'm talking about Eudora Welty, researching and gathering all of these little bits and pieces. So I would say that any wisdom that I have to give is really only in my collecting the ideas that I'm going to put forward. So letting people know about it through this public access, through the radio, through City Lights, is one way. Having the lecture series at a public place sponsored by the Georgia Center for the Book is very important. The Georgia Center for the Book is headquartered at the Decatur Library of the DeKalb County System, but their whole mission is to promote reading throughout the state. And I've traveled throughout the state with some of the authors that they have chosen. I traveled with Tony Grooms for his series, Trouble No More. And so the people that I hope will come, they might be readers just like me. They might be educators also like me. They might be school teachers. They might be parents of children. I would love to have some young adults and teenagers come. I've tried to promote it in various ways, and next week I'll be giving a big push trying to get teachers to come out or get students to come out.
The last lecture on Individuals and Communities features two novels by Toni Morrison, A Mercy and Beloved. What is it about her writing that evokes such empathy?
I'm teaching a seminar on Eudora Welty and Toni Morrison, a graduate seminar this coming semester. And I think what it is about Toni Morrison is that she sees people as individuals. That she says early on in her wonderful lecture, small little book, Playing in the Dark, I've been reading about you white people. That's not said, but that's what she means. I've been reading about you white people in all of these books, but I've been reading about me too. And so if we look in literature, we find ourselves and then we learn about ourselves, and that makes us better selves. Her story, A Mercy, her novel, is really about how you maintain individuality at the same time as you create community for strength and prosperity and really for viability. So that's a really lovely thing. And then A Beloved is about creating that community and then how the community sometimes then also rejects you and how you find safe places.
All with some of the most exquisite prose
absolutely
ever constructed. We only have 2 minutes left, but we had law professor Jonathan Todres on, and he's done research on how children learn about their human rights through books which are read to them or they read. Do you think literature has an even more profound impact on young people?
Well, I would go back to this idea of Calvino's about a classic that never finishes saying what it might be able to say. And that's true for me also. The many, many times I've read a Faulkner novel, and I always am so excited when I see something I've never seen before, even though I've read it 15 times. And I do think that for young children to hear voices outside of their own family, outside of their own school, is very important so that they know early on that there are values beyond and outside of the great values that they might be learning in their family and in their community. So I think it does.
Connecting Lines, Building Empathy Through Literature, happens on 5 Wednesday evenings at the Decatur Library in downtown Decatur for the Georgia Center for the Book. The lectures begin at 7:15. This starts with an introductory lecture on January 11th. All events are free and open to the public. Professor Pearl McHaney is the Kenneth M. England Professor of Southern Literature at Georgia State University. As always, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lois.